This is Get Lit With Literature, and this is Monk. This year was perhaps the first year that I refused to wish anyone a happy Thanksgiving. And when people wished me that, many times I said, I only do autumn harvest gathering or something to that nature. One reason being the fairy tale of the holiday as far as the natives and the pilgrims. So there's much history about that, and some of it is sort of attempts to get along, and other parts have to do with massacres and such like. So it's not pretty history at all. And so that is why I don't, the associations with Thanksgiving, why I refuse to use that word. But because you can look up, because it's a lengthy topic to get into and explain the history, and you can research it yourself if you like, I don't want to get into that in this particular episode. But the other reason is I want to highlight is the fabricated, another level of the fabricated nature of the holiday, which I have a couple of few pages in my recent book, Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest, because it serves as an example of the power of the book as to shape consciousness or to misshape consciousness and to socially engineer behavior and to induce brainwashing and mind control over people. So most of this in my book is quotes, but I'm going to read this couple of pages here. Holidays, for example, Thanksgiving, a national decree that then engineers social behavior, ignorant social behavior to the detriment of others. Personally, this traveler has pleasant memories of family gatherings for Thanksgiving, yet now knows that the holiday reinforces a false narrative, perpetuating ignorance and repression of native ways. An example of nationalism social status, a form of not see, N-O-T-S-E-E. And again this year, I had a good time with family, and especially sitting next to a 3.5-year-old cousin, and reading a poem and talking and, you know, mentioning various bits of the history and thanks for this and that and all kinds of stuff. So it's not the gathering itself. It's the programming behind it that I call out. So here's the quote. This is the actual history. Sarah Josepha Buell Hale, B-U-E-L-L-H-A-L-E, was the first woman to publish a book, Northwood, in the English language in the Americas. And she was also the editor of a magazine called Godey's Ladies Book, which was the precursor to Ladies Home Journal. And Godey's, G-O-D-E-Y, Godey's Ladies Book, under her editorship, raised from a distributorship of 5,000 to close to 500,000. In the 1800s, this magazine had a humongous sphere of influence on American culture. Hale wrote letters to 5 presidents of the United States, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, and Abraham Lincoln. Her initial letters failed to persuade, but the letter she wrote to Lincoln convinced him to support legislation establishing a national holiday of Thanksgiving in 1863. The idea of the typical Thanksgiving dinner came from her description of a New England Thanksgiving dinner in Northwood, a novel, which involved turkey and also a lot of major meats. That became the popular picture of Thanksgiving dinner, and for years she wrote editorials saying, "We need to create this national holiday." Congress created the national holiday using the first Thanksgiving narrative that had become popular. And that is from The True Indigenous History of Thanksgiving. It was a bioneers.org link to it. And Sarah Josepha Hale on Wikipedia. And then further, the next one is from an archive of the Northwoods book. An epigraph in Hale's book, Northwood, A Tale of New England, speaks volumes. Quote, "He who loves not his country can love nothing." So that's the key bit. That country was superimposed over native lands. So here is a, if you can't love the country, the United States, with which the Thanksgiving meal, in part based on a dinner scene in a novel, then the message is you can love nothing. So that's why I refer to it as Nazi or not see, because they don't, people, these people do not see the native peoples right here and have been here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So this is why this innocuousness of the giving thanks underneath the surface is it's a blind nationalism. He who loves not his country can love nothing. That's like that's equivalent to Nazism in a way. I'm not saying that people who go to Thanksgiving dinner are Nazis, but the ideology behind the holiday has that flavor to it. And I go on in the book to go at Christmas too, because the trees, I mean, I won't get into all that aspect now, but think about the disconnect from the forest and from the woods, that cultures get disconnected from the forest, so then it became chopping down a tree to bring it indoors. And that is the holiest day of the year. So, yeah, that's another example of how things have gotten out of whack. But specifically, I find fascinating the influence of the magazine and the book. And these are some of the roots of today. Like, if you go into Barnes & Noble and you look at the magazine rack, there may be 500, 600, who knows, 1,000 magazines. But the amount of publishing companies that own those magazines is whittled down to, I don't know, it could be 10 or 20 companies, corporations that actually publish all those magazines. So the influence of the printed press from magazines to books has had a huge influence on the mind control and then the social behavior that follow. And that extends to, you know, to religious texts. That's no offense to anybody's personal appreciation, but those religious texts then become the guideline, and as well to educational texts, where the ones who advance and succeed are the ones who best study the books and sort of spit back what the books say. That is a good chunk of the educational system. So it's a very book-driven system in a book-driven society. Now, one more bit to add, that Blood and Soil, a translation, is a nationalist slogan expressing Nazi Germany's ideal of a racially defined national body, blood, united with a settlement area, soil. So I don't know how to pronounce the German, but it's like Blut und Boden, B-L-U-T and B-O-D-E-N, Blood and Soil. So that quote, the epigraph in Hale's book, he who loves not his country can love nothing. So there's the country, the soil, and in essence pointing to the, you know, to the blood, because then it's the people of the blood that love the country and not the people whose original lands these are. That rules out their blood, because they don't fit in with this programming. So that's the simplified version of the more of the literate version of why I no longer use the word Thanksgiving to wish people a happy one, because I don't think that it represents happy. You know, some people just see the words and it's giving thanks, and they associate with all the good feelings and the family and friends and sharing, and that part is fine. But the sort of a label and the official nomenclature is what I object to, without exploring what's underneath the surface and between the lines of what's being said. So I've also kind of euphemistically call it the meal day. That's my other nickname now, is the meal day, because that's also mentioned in the book Northwood, how it was, you know, patterned after a specific type of meal and the image of that meal in a rustic New England setting. So that is the focus of the meal. So with all that said, I will say thanks for listening and be well.